The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And if you bang us over a famous shout out, 0874 100 102, I may just have half a minute or something at the end to try to get those out. Now, an overnight success after 35 years. That's the great news for Dublin family company Baby Elegance, maker of the Venti travel system that many families will be familiar with, and they have many other brands as well. Baby Elegance has just signed a nice big contract with the uber successful Irish retailer Smith's Toys, who now have 110 stores across Ireland and the UK, and who must be on to something big now that Toys R Us have shut in the UK. Tim Costello is the boss at Baby Elegance. Morning, Tim.
Morning, Conal.
The
you?
More we talked upstairs, the more I said, my good God, this is an incredible business. Tell us how you started.
I'll give you the short version, Conal, not to bore everybody.
No, it's not boring. It's fascinating.
Basically, started about 35 years ago when I decided to get into manufacturing, because in those days, the Irish government were very kind. They were giving us cheap taxes if we manufactured something in Ireland.
And you got going with a sewing machine.
I bought an industrial sewing machine, and I bought some fabrics in a fabric shop, and I taught myself how to sew. And I made a few baby bags and went out selling them, and then came back and made a few more in my bedroom. Went out selling them and operated from the bedroom for 1 year. And I think in our first year's turnover was about €35,000. And slowly built up the range and built up more products. But the most important part of the whole exercise was about the brand. So I invented the brand name Baby Elegance, and we obviously registered that worldwide. 35 years later, it's still Baby Elegance.
And 35 years later, you are worldwide.
We are fairly worldwide, but we will be very soon. We're just about to go live, as you said there, with the Venti travel system, with all the Smith stores in the UK, which is another 100 retailers selling that particular product. We're also about to go live in China, selling back to the Chinese with our branded products into their market online, purely online. So we feel that a lot of the business is evolving now from being traditionally bricks and mortar only to now being bricks and mortar and online. So it's not, one is not killing the other, one is helping the other. So we're moving in a new direction. We're online in the UK. We're now going to be online in China. We're looking, talking to an online retailer in Australia. As I say always, it's all about the brand. If we didn't have a brand, we couldn't go into these markets. If we didn't have a history, we couldn't go into these markets. So we built a brand, we built a history, and now the sky is the limit. And I think online will allow us to go further than we can if we were just sticking to bricks and mortar. So now we're doing both.
And one of the things that you told me about China was that there are 18.7 million babies every year, but they're now allowed to have two babies each. So that would mean that there is now nearer 40 million babies in China. And that is a decent market.
Yeah, it's quite a big market. If we put it in perspective, we have 80,000 babies a year in Ireland, which we look after very well. We have about 800,000 in the UK, which we're getting a share of. And now we're going for the bigger kill, which is the 18.7 million a year in China. The Chinese, in fairness to them, they love buying European brands. So our strength will be is our history, our brand, our knowledge, and the fact we're European. They love that. So we're not going to import the stuff from Ireland. We're going to make our brand of products in China and sell it back into a logistic hub, and they will do the distribution for us. So that's how it'll work out there.
And you don't just do strollers, you do everything that a baby needs.
Yes, we have about 600 products in the range. We have two stores, one in Dundrum, one in Blanchardstown, and we have a small little outlet in Arnott's. So if we didn't have enough products, we couldn't open our own stores. Why do we open our own stores? We opened our own stores about 4 or 5 years ago purely to cement the brand. You know, before we decided to go online, it's very hard to go online unless you have a store back up. So we said, right, we'll do the two stores. That allowed us to continue with our online venture. And that has helped us both in the UK, where we supply the likes of Argos and Tesco and all these guys. But again, only online. If we didn't have the backup of the retail to prove who we were, we couldn't have done that.
And also you were telling me that people want to feel, touch, taste your strollers or whatever.
That's the idea of, you know, getting into 100 stores in the UK with Smith's is a big bonus, because now people can actually touch the product. Whereas before, we were just trying to sell it online in the UK with the Argos and the Tescos. Now they can go into Smith's and get it as well. So That's just it's a key product. It's a new Irish branded travel system called Aventi. It's won awards in the UK. It's won awards in Ireland. So Smiths are very happy to have it. We're very happy for Smiths to have it. Now, it's also available in our own stores. It's also available in Arnott's. And it's very soon going to be available in China.
Now, it's a family affair. You better shout out for both son and daughter, otherwise you won't be going home.
Yes, my son Gavin is actually in China today, just getting ready for the launch of the online selling. So that's
you
Gavin.
You told me that he's the world's greatest designer, baby designer. Designer babies, maybe.
Gavin is terrific at the mechanics of how bookies work. You know, Daddy wouldn't be as good at that. I'd be good at the branding and the margins, as they tell me, but Gavin is the bogeyman. Louise then looks after our retail and staff and all that side of the business. So they're doing the work very well, and the three of us work very well together. My wife has very kindly come back to work in one of our stores in Dundrum, which she's enjoying very much, and that's her side of the business. So yeah, so it's a complete family business, and it's going from strength to strength, thank God.
And very briefly, world ambitions. I mean, you are growing. What's the big picture in your head for the company?
World domination with our brand.
You actually do believe that? That is what you want? You want to be the number one brand for babies in the world?
I want, you know, it's a dream. I mightn't live long enough to see it, but I'm hoping my children will bring it to the next level, and their children will bring it to a further level. But I want them to say someday, our granddad started this brand, and it's there after I'm gone.
And that's what you told me, is that you told the kids is that you may not give them anything else, but you're giving them a brand.
I told them that I mightn't be able to leave them much, but I leave them my brand. And my son obviously says, geez, Dad, I hope you leave us a bit more than that. So I'm hoping the brand would be the best thing to leave them.
Tim Costello of Baby Elegance, continued success there.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.